Hello, welcome to the Monday, July 6, 2015 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Washington, D.C. Over the long weekend, Didier, who, well, lives in Belgium and I guess didn't get Friday off, produced some great diaries about, first of all, to deal with McAfee's quarantine files. If McAfee identifies a malicious file, it will create a .bup file, which turns out to be an OLE file, so Didier's tools, like OLE dump, can be applied to figure out what's inside the file. You can recover samples and additional information that is stored within these quarantine files. Pretty neat diary here. So if you're running McAfee antivirus, if you're looking for a better way to deal with the quarantine files, the two diaries that Didier wrote are certainly the way to go. And then we got another new tool from Didier about dealing with Base64 encoded strings. This particular tool works, well, I would say a little bit like the string utility in Unix, but different in so far that it looks for Base64 encoded strings within the file and then automatically decodes them for you. It also does create MD5 hashes of the decoded string. And then late last week, we got a new version of Firefox, Firefox 39. Now, without support for SSL version 3 and RC4, but in addition, there was actually another interesting issue that came up in final testing of this version of Firefox. Some users reported Firefox crashing and being unable to start it. Turns out this was actually Adware that caused this problem. And the solution now is if a plugin does crash Firefox on start, that plugin will be disabled in the future. Also, Firefox did add additional malware protection to Macs by checking hashes of files with specific extensions like .dmg, .package, .osx, and .app, which you typically have for Mac users. And apparently, MasterCard is seriously considering in using more biometrics. The way it is supposed to work is that in a store, after using your card, you're using the MasterCard app to take a photo of yourself, and that facial recognition is then used to approve the purchase. At first, they'll only equip about 500 individuals with the respective app to do this as sort of a field trial and sort of debug the entire system. Apparently, they're also playing with fingerprints. For example, on the iPhone, of course, you have the fingerprint sensor, and even with heartbeat sensors. At this point, it's just a pilot, so a lot of the details are still not set. For example, one concern of mine would be how much this delays the checkout process if you ask for this facial recognition from each customer. And then we got more arbitrary code execution in antivirus products. This time it's Panda antivirus. A proof of concept for this particular vulnerability has been made available. Also, a patch is available as well and was released late last week. And iOS devices do have a special feature that allows you to restrict what a user could possibly do with the device. This is often used, for example, in kiosk settings or such, where you would like the user to only do very specific things with the iPad, maybe only run specific apps. Turns out that if you try to do something that's not allowed, you may be represented with a PIN code that you have to enter, and if you enter the wrong PIN a couple times, then you have a delay up to an hour until you can try again. So this is essentially going to frustrate an attacker, even if the PIN itself is pretty short, usually just a simple 4-digit PIN. Well, it turns out that you can still change the time on the iPad, and by doing so, you can actually trick the iPad into allowing more attempts. So all you have to do is increase the time. Now, to automate this, of course, it's still a lot of typing and swiping and such. There is now a script available that runs on Rubber Duggy, which is sort of a freely programmable USB stick that can be used to emulate a keyboard. And with a USB adapter, you can hook it up to your iPad and then automate brute forcing this lockout code. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks and for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.